In Switzerland, the city of Zurich has opened two inhalation rooms where crack and heroin addicts can smoke their drugs without fear of arrest. Zurich already has injection rooms where addicts can shoot up safely. Emma Jane Kirby reports that Swiss officials want to treat drug addicts as people with serious health problems, not as criminals.
Crack addicts light pipes in a room provided by the Swiss government. They're smoking heroin and cocaine, bought illegally on the street from dealers. And although the room is directly under a police station, the addicts come here knowing they're exempt from arrest. These rooms, called inhalation rooms, are the latest measure in the government's effort to encourage Switzerland's 30,000 drug addicts to find help. Ruth Vogt runs Zurich's anti-drug program.
We know that people are taking drugs, and if they can't do it in these rooms, which are medically supervised, then they are doing it outside in the streets under conditions which do very much more harm to them. You know, here we can provide some services. We have an emergency service here if they get an overdose. And being in contact with them is the first step for them to get in a help system, and the help system can help to get them to get out of drugs.
Twice a day, Dr. Christoph Berkey hands out bottles of pure heroin, paid for by the government so addicts can shoot up. His clinic in Bern is part of the government's new approach to drug users. In the 1980s, when Switzerland's heroin problem reached epidemic levels, the government stopped cracking down on addicts as criminals and instead focused on programs which would reduce the harm that addicts could do to themselves.
Now what we see here is the injection room. It's very clean, very sterile, very professional atmosphere. You don't see any blood dripping anywhere. You only see patients inject either in their arms or in their legs, but no injection in the groin, no injection on the head, on the neck.
Heroin on prescription programs are only available for severe addicts who have failed all other attempts to get off the drug. 70% of addicts on this program stay in the treatment, which aims to wean users off heroin gradually. In the 3 years he's attended the clinic, David has cut down his habit by two-thirds and is now ready to try the transition to methadone.
Before I was here, I had been living on the street, and that is all. I had searching all day and all night for drugs. With the program, you have a better structure of the day. In the program, I have a job, I have a home, I have everything like than other people.
But not everyone agrees that inhalation rooms and heroin on prescription programs really help addicts. Walter Hackey is a medical doctor and a local politician.
These people, they need therapy. They need to come out of their drug abuse. This is no way, this is no life. They are not really helped. So I think this is not a therapy. This is just keeping people in their misery. So that's the wrong side of this program, which is not really patient-oriented. It's not abstinence-oriented. It's just care on a low level. That's not the life. It's not the life expectancy they have.
Ruth Vogt of the anti-drug program argues over the last decade since the establishment of injection rooms in Zurich, there have been some positive results.
The HIV rate has gone down. We have much less heroin deaths than we had 10 years before. We have much more people who get in therapies now. We have many more people in substitution programs than we had 10 years before. So there is really evidence that it makes sense what we are doing here.
Other cities in Switzerland are keeping a close eye on Zurich to see if the inhalation rooms really do prove successful in helping people manage their addictions. Three other towns have already got plans to open such centres. For NPR News, this is Emma Jane Kirby in Zurich.